This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. It was another banner month for U.S. pork exports, according to the latest data for the month of October from the USDA. Up next, we will hear from Kelly Wicks with the National Pork Board to find out the leading causes of another big month for exports.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or high soy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and high soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Kelly Wicks, Manager of International Market Development for the National Pork Board, says that the Mexican market continues to be a big success story for U.S. pork, and it is reflected in the data from USMEF.
Monster year that's continued for Mexico. And it's just really exciting to continue to see that market still grow. And so just the diversification and differentiation that's going on in that market with our partner, U.S. Meat Export Federation, is fabulous. And you can see that in the numbers.
October pork exports totaled 245,345 metric tons, which is up 3% year over year.
When we look at a volume increase compared to last year, value increase, we're up 6% and 9% in volume. So just having that increase is really great to see, especially when it's a tough time domestically for our pork producers. So to know that our export markets are strong is really great to be able to communicate.
With exports making up a large part of total U.S. production, Wick says that should be viewed as a big victory for producers.
That is 28.2% for the January through October. So that's a really strong number. And it's up from your prior months that we've seen. And so it's really bringing back that value. And $60.21 per head is going back to that hog that's slaughtered coming from those export markets.
The Pork Checkoff invests in the USMEF as a strategic partner. That investment includes South America with increased shipments to Guatemala, the Dominican Republic, South Korea, and Australia. You can find more information at porkcheckoff.org. For this news story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.